Hey, Story Pillar friends, it's me, Meg, Grownups. If you're on the hunt for a great story podcast your family can enjoy together, definitely check out our newest pod friends, ABC Story Sisters. Join Alexa, Bristol, and Charlotte as they bring classic children's literature to life for the littlest of podcast fans. Together with their mom, Charity, they've adapted and retold some wonderful stories like Peter Pan, The Little Mermaid, and even Alice in Wonderland. Find more info on abcstorysisters.com and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Also, grown-ups, if you just happen to like laughing until your eyeballs tickle, you should also check out the fantastic game show podcast, The Big Fib. On every episode, host Deborah and her sassy robot Lisa bring on two grown-ups. One's an expert, but the other is not. And it's up to a very smart kid contestant to figure out who's telling the truth and who's a liar, liar, pants on fire. It's actually one of my son's favorite podcasts, and they've had episodes on everything from Minecraft to mythology, seaweed, and even skunks. Ugh. Find more info on gzmshows.com and listen to The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts. Okay, ready for the show?
Hello, everybody! It's me, Snake, your teddy bunny, super shiny caterpillar best friend with red sneakers. How you been, Tiny Hen? I'm so excited. You're here for this week's sneak attack. I think my tummy might pop out my ear holes. Dun, dun, dun. Just kidding. That was a messy, wessy, bessy. Anywho, chicken shoe, let's get to it. Talk about where we're headed for next week's story. Here's some amazing-riff-a-roo animal facts and laugh our lummy legs off at some amazing jokes. Ready? Next week we're headed to... Iran! Iran, Iran, high five a swan, cause we're going to Iran. Iran, Iran, what rhymes with Iran? Let's see, Tiny Bee. Oh, Krypton? Oh, baton? Intercom? Like if you live in an apartment and you need to buzz someone in because you don't want to walk down 43 and a half million stairs to get to the door. Oh, crayon? Get ready, Tiny Teddy. This is gonna be good. Let's find some Krypton and keep it far away from Superman. Twirl a baton, shout, let's go, people, on an intercom, and ride a crayon all the way to Iran. Iran is a country in Western Asia that's east of Iraq and Turkey. The country, not the animal. Nothing to see here, people, just my inner turkey pillar. Iran is also south of Azerbaijan, Armenia, and Turkmenistan, and just west of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Iran is covered, smothered in rocky-tastic mountains like the Caucasus, Alborz, and Zagros mountain ranges in the west, and has lots of forests and plains along the Caspian Sea in the north. Oh, Iran is also known for its hot, sweaty, wetty deserts in the south of the country. In fact, Flapjack Balut Desert is one of the hottest places in the Galactiverse! Or maybe just the Earth. In 2005, NASA scientists recorded a surface temperature of 70.7 degrees Celsius or 159.3 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about as toasty as the inside of a piping hot sausage straight from the oven. Move over, oven mitts. If you're headed to the Loot Desert anytime soon, break out the body mitts, baby. Ooh, baby shoe. Another interesting, tastic thing about Iran is that not only only can you fry your face off in the Loot Desert, but it's also part of the Fertile Crescent, which is one of the very first places on Earth where people started agriculture or growing crops for food. Archaeologists think people have lived in Iran, or Persia as it used to be called, for up to 100,000 years. That's like 8 kabillion years in caterpillar time. Holy corn cobs! And in all that timey-wimey, Persians have left behind some amazing things, like Persepolis, a city of huge-tastic palaces that's over 2,500 years old, or the Bisotun inscription, which is when King Darius I said, "Hey you, human person, climb 60 meters or 200 feet up that cliff and write about how great I am! Oh, and do it in 3 different languages with a chisel! Chop, chop, carrot top!" And because someone actually listened, scientists in the 1800s were able to decipher cuneiform, one of the oldest writing systems in the world. Kinda like the Rosetta Stone helped Egyptologists understand hieroglyphics. And lasty-wasty of our cool Iranian festi-wetties is that Iran produces 90% of the world's saffron, which is a yummy, bummy spice used in cooking. But coconut, because it takes up to 170,000 crocus flowers to make 1 pound of saffron, it's actually smactually more expensive than gold. It can cost up to $5,000 a pound, which just so happens to be exactly how much 975,600,000,000 gabillion bags of gummy centipedes cost. So see ya, saffron! Bring on the yummy, gummy sugar rush, baby! Moving on, sparkly swan, to an amazing-tastic animal called the Caspian seal. According to scientists, they're piscivorous pinnipeds, a fancy, antsy-pensy way of saying they're mammals that have fins instead of feet and like to swim around and eat fish. Yummy, bummy! If you're a seal, Caspian seals are actually the smallest pinniped and only grow to be about 4 or 5 feet long and weigh 100 to 200 pounds or 45 to 90 kilograms. Caspian seals migrate or move around with the seasons. Pack your bags, people! We got a wave to catch! In the fall, they head to the northern Caspian Sea, where they spend the winter giving birth and waiting for their pups' long, fluffy, wuffy white fur, what scientists call lanugo, to fall off and for their super warm, super tough, insulated adult fur to grow in. Then, tiny hen, when the ice melts in the spring, they head south to swim and eat fish and comb their adorable little seal whiskers with teeny little combs made out of seashells. Or maybe not. Who knows? Like all seals, Caspian seals can hold their breath up to 2 hours. And when they dive deep and are swimming around in the jerky, shirky sea, their super sensitive whiskers can pick up vibrations of their prey. Ooh, kind of like a super cute whiskery fish eating submarine, like Okie dokie, karaoke. Now it's time for my favorite part, joke time! Joke number one. What type of movie theaters are seals' favorites? Did you get it? Drive-ins! Like drive-ins that people used to go to like 100 billion years ago, but dive-ins because seals dive? Talk about fantastic! Okie dokie pokey. Joke number two. What should you pack for a trip to the desert? Give up a first aid kit. Get it? Like first aid kit, but deserts are hot and dry and make you so thirsty your tongue feels like it's gonna fall off. Jokes are the best. You're the best. Okay. potato chip. Grown-ups, don't forget to stop by our Ko-fi page if you're interested in supporting more fantastic episodes of Storypillar. Oh, and Deffaroonie Toonies, stop by our online Storypillar store at storypillarstore.threadless.com and load up on all kinds of amazing fantastic swag featuring your favorite red shoe wearing caterpillar and Meg and Sparky and Beanie Weenie Janie and Lusty Westy, my little grown-up guppies. Head to the episode notes for links to all the amazing things we talked about on today's episode. Alrighty, nutty ready. Thanks for joining me for this week's sneak attack. I can't wait to laugh my cheesy measies off with you next time. Bye. I love you.
Hey, Storypillar friends. It's me, Meg, grown-ups. If your family loves dogs and is on the lookout for more great storytelling podcasts to curl up and listen to together, check out our pod friend, The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland. Join Power Dog and his pack as they encounter new creatures, work together to solve problems, and discover powers they didn't even know they had. You can find more information at PowerDogAdventures.com and listen wherever you get your podcasts.